AG Station's Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the show and let you know what you're in for. Common Sense Preparedness was designed to give the American public the much-needed information on how to manage and respond to any type of disaster we might face, natural, man-made, or personal. We will not tell you who to vote for or talk about conspiracy theories or when the world is going to end, but we'll get you ready in case that does happen. During this show, you'll be exposed to current emergency information from government and non-government sources, a few musical artists, and we will talk about the true important information that everyone needs to know. First aid, CPR, what is a tornado, what to do during an earthquake, how to prepare a family emergency plan, a family emergency communication plan, how to hunt, fish, how to build a fire, what to do in case of power outages. The show will be hosted by myself, Tim Howard, and a variety of guests who will come and share their expertise with us. Nowadays, everywhere you look, someone is an expert. Just because someone writes a book or runs a blog does not make them an expert. However, my credentials? Well, they're pretty extensive with over 25 years field experience as a chemical biological warfare instructor, firefighter, correctional safety manager, area safety manager, safety inspector. I have been associated with various federal, state, and local governments. Currently, I'm associated with the FEMA think tank, OSHA field councils, and HE safety consultants. I have received numerous awards and citations throughout my career with the United States Air Force, U.S. Department of Justice, founding member of the United States Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Department of Labor. What does this mean? Well, it means you'll get reliable, verifiable information, not paranoia theories. I will share the experiences I have seen in the field since 1986, and I will be able to explain some of the why things are happening. Before we go any further, any information that you hear on this show or find on csp.hesafety.org is to be taken as informational only. We are not legal or medical advisors. We are here to give you alternate information to get you to think about things and use your own common sense to make your decisions. We do suggest that you talk to your personal medical and legal advisors to help you make a well-rounded, informative decision. Our website, csp.hesafety.org, has been designed to give you more information than can be found on this program. The website is free, so stop on by and begin your research with Common Sense Preparedness. You can download or review any of the past shows from our website and comment on any of the news articles that you may see. Also, please show some love to our sponsors. It is because of them we are able to reach you and offer you this life-saving information. Our sponsors have been selected based on the quality of service they offer to our listening audience. They are the vendors that should be of most interest to you. Common Sense Preparedness' mission is not to sell you anything, but instead it is to save as many lives as we can. It is sad to hear about any life being lost when it was avoidable. Remember, a wise man prepares for the darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Listen to Common Sense Preparedness at csp.hesafety.org.
Welcome to Common Sense Preparedness. With your host, Michael Bach.
Welcome to Common Sense Preparedness Weekly Situation Report for the week of May 6, 2012. Our environmental report, we have an environmental alert for Japan's tsunami debris that is heading to the U.S. We also have an update on a nuclear situation in Japan. Our U.S. radiation monitor is looking good. Our highest background radiation levels are in Philadelphia and the Idaho-Wyoming border. Our river report is looking good. We have 39 areas reporting near flood stage, 9 reporting minor flooding, 1 with a moderate flooding, and 2 with major flooding. Now, 2 major flood has been like that for a long time, so I'm not sure if it's broken gauges or they actually have a problem up there. It's up in Wisconsin. Our air quality is looking good. Our drought report, Texas, Georgia, and Arizona are reporting exceptional drought conditions, with Florida, South Carolina, New Mexico, and Alabama reporting extreme drought conditions. Our food safety report, we have an alert for listeria in soybean sprouts. We have an E. coli outbreak. And Mexico suffered a food safety outbreak. The USDA has produced new safeguards for the food safety industry, and that is on our website. And we also have a sushi salmonella update. Food safety is up to you. Cook your food to over 140 degrees and keep your food under 40 degrees when refrigerated. Also, when you're dining out, check the restaurant's last inspection from your local Board of Health department. Go to csp.hesafety.org because we have links posted on our website for all state health departments and links to all local health departments throughout the country. Now, our Homeland Security Report, FEMA came out with a 2012 National Preparedness Report. Homeland Security had alert for a computer attack, possibly on July 9th, and we also had another alert in Cleveland, Ohio, for a homegrown terrorist group trying to blow up a bridge that was foiled by a joint effort of law enforcement. Now, our hurricane report, AccuWeather came out with its 2012 Atlantic hurricane forecast, and they are predicting 12 hurricanes this year. Just a reminder, hurricane season is from May 15th until November 30th. Now it's time to start preparing for the hurricanes. Remember, preparedness is as easy as ABC. Always be informed, build a kit, create a plan. Now, our medical report, we have a rubella outbreak in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ultrasound transmission gel is being recalled. We have a medical alert for Rocky Mountain spotted fever in Arizona. And we have a medical alert for Hep C outbreak. Anybody who is over 45 years of age, they are experiencing a heavy hepatitis C outbreak among that age group. So anybody who's over 45 needs to get their hepatitis C checked. We have a medical alert for drug-resistant tuberculosis. And our hand, foot, and mouth disease is nationwide. This predominantly affects children under 5 years of age. We also have a medical alert for salmonella from pet turtles. It's a multi-state outbreak. 66 cases have been confirmed. Influenza report in the U.S. is declining. The proportion of outpatient visits for influenza-like illness was 1.1%, which is well below the national baseline of 2.4%. All regions are reporting lower levels. 4 states experience low ILI activities. New York City and 46 states experience minimum activity. 2 states reported widespread geographical activity. 9 states reported regional influenza activity. And 12 states are reporting local activity. Common Sense Preparedness would like to remind you that the best way to prevent the flu is to wash your hands as often as possible. Please check our webpage for more flu prevention and treatment ideas. Now, our seismic report, there has been 7,704 recordable seismic events in the past 30 days. Tonga had a 6.7 earthquake this week, and Mexico had a 6.0. Our New England region has nothing to report. Mid-Atlantic region, Virginia had a 2.1. Caribbean region, Puerto Rico had a 3.3. Midwest region, Oklahoma had a 3.2. And the Yellowstone region, Montana had a 4.5. Rocky Mountain region, Utah had a 1.8. Our Northwest region, Canada, had 5 earthquakes, ranging from 4.0 to 4.7. Now, this is the second week in a row this has happened. The Ring of Fire, California had a 3.8, Alaska had a 4.5, and Hawaii had a 2.8. Now, our volcanic report, visit csp.hesafety.org for more information on volcanic alert levels and ash advisories. Our solar weather report, we have a space weather alert for a supermoon. The full moon on May 5th and 6th, which is this weekend, 2012, is a prodigy moon, as much as 14% bigger and 30% brighter than any other full moon in 2012. Our X-ray levels are at C1, K-index is at a 1, X-class flares is at a 1%, and our M-class flares are at a 15%. Geomagnetic storms are a 10% chance of storms. We only have one NEO to worry about in the upcoming month, and that's on May 19th, NEO 2010 KK37. Should come within 2.3 lunar distance of Earth with a size of 31 meters. Well, that about does it for this week's Common Sense Preparedness Weekly Situation Report. If you'd like to have any more information on any of the things you heard in this report, please visit csp.hesafety.org for more information. And remember, a wise man prepares for darkness while fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Tune in to csp.hesafety.org. Yeah, I want to take a few minutes to talk about the environmental alert that was issued by Common Sense Preparedness on May 1st in regards to the Japanese nuclear crisis. A senator from Oregon, Senator Wyden, on April 16th, he issued a press release regarding the nuclear power station in Japan that was devastated by the tsunami and the earthquake. He personally toured the facilities and issued a couple letters and a press release. You can go to csp.hesafety.org to see the press release and the letters. We have links up there. But here's the curious part. Senator Wyden reported the situation was worse than reported. This fact is not the first time the Japanese authorities, or TEPCO, has been accused of this since the devastating earthquake last year. The senator noted how fragile the power plant is in its current state. Any more seismic events could bring the plant into the position of releasing radioactive material into the environment. We are not over this threat yet. It is still lingering but not being talked about anymore. Because of this press release and due to the fact that this accusation has been levied before, I'm urging all residents of the Western United States, be prepared for a radioactive event. Create plans for shelter-in-place situations or SIP situations, decontamination protocols, and home medical treatment plans for radiation sickness. Hey, we can no longer sit and wait for TEPCO or the Japanese government to properly secure the nuclear material that might cause a radioactive fallout that will be felt in the Western United States. We must begin to prepare for the event right now. Common Sense Preparedness will be doing a series of shows and reports on how to mitigate a radiological event over the next few months in order to help prepare us for the possibility of this tragic event coming to the Western U.S. shores. Now, one of the things that really got to me was on April 26th, Common Sense Preparedness issued another environmental alert about the tsunami debris that was headed to the U.S. The debris from the massive Japanese earthquake and tsunami from last year is heading to Alaska, Hawaii, and the U.S. West Coast and Canada, experts say. Debris is scattered over 4,000 miles in one direction and 1,000 miles in another. It's a large mass. The Japanese government has estimated that 70% of the debris sank. But, you know, CNN was reporting that nobody's certain how much of the remaining 1.5 million tons of debris is still floating in the Pacific Ocean. Buoys, a soccer ball, an unmanned fishing trolley, and other items that float on the surface of the water and can be pushed by the wind have already turned up. The problem here is that the oil and chemical drums and fuel cylinders could also wash ashore. Now, put that together with the radioactive material in that nuclear power plant that could be devastated by any kind of seismic event right now. And granted, most of that would probably sink to the ground, sink to the ocean floor bottom. But what radioactive release will there be? And it will be coming to the U.S. Now, as for the tsunami debris, NOAA says models show the outer edge of the debris is at the West Coast and Alaska, and most of the debris is north of Hawaii, moving east slowly. The front edge of it has gotten here, and a whole cloud should arrive by the end of another year. NOAA said it's unlikely radioactive material from the nuclear power plant would make landfall, but there's a possibility. The U.S. Coast Guard said the Coast Guard would focus on pollution threats and potential impediments to navigation. But what about a radioactive fallout? I don't think they can handle that. It's difficult to predict just where the debris will come ashore. Due to the wind and current, we can only forecast a few days in advance, but it should be an upswing of debris on the shorelines in the next few months. On March 11, 2011, earthquake and tsunami in Japan crippled the nuclear power plant, destroyed homes, and killed thousands of people. It's not over with yet, folks. Until they can secure that material to where it will be safe in any kind of seismic event, we still have a possibility of radioactive fallout reaching the U.S. We must be prepared. We must be prepared for a radiological incident. We're only going to have a few days' notice, if any. So we must take it on ourselves and prepare for ourselves and our families in case this should happen. And like I said, AT Safety Common Sense Preparedness will be doing a series of educational series on items that we can find that will help us through any kind of incident. You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program, right here on BBS Radio. This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Health Operation Team. Preparing one person, one community, one country at a time. Providing awareness, education, training, resources, and medical support. Health care and emergency preparedness planning, both domestic and international. Please go to their website at www.hoteam.org, hotteam.org, and see where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. Or give them a call at 678-431-8914. Once again, that is 678-431-8914. And let them know you heard it on Common Sense Preparedness. Also, follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's hotteam.org, your source for helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities be safer and healthier. Common Sense Preparedness brought to you in part by PatriotMusic.com.
America is known the world over for its passion for freedom and individual rights. If you love your country as much as I do, and if you'd like to hear great music inspiring this passion, check out PatriotMusic.com. Download music from three great albums, including a new album just released, with a cover you won't forget. PatriotMusic.com.
Hi, this is Matt Fitzgibbons with PatriotMusic.com. You're listening to Common Sense Preparedness with Tim Howard.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Rocky Mountain Survival Gear, your complete source for all things camping and prepping. They recognize the need of many people in the United States struggling to put together survival packs, not knowing where to start or what they need. So Rocky Mountain Survival Gear will be offering customized bug-out bags, emergency kits, and 72-hour bags to fit your specific needs. All you need to do is click on the items you need, and they'll put it together for you. Remember, once a disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare. So prepare now for the future with Rocky Mountain Survival Gear. Contact them at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that's 720-244-9701. I got a chance the other day to take a look at the 7-day, 2-person emergency kit from Health Operations Team. This kit is a great basic starter kit. While it does not contain all the emergency supplies that you'll need during a prolonged disaster, it has enough supplies to ensure that you will survive any 7-day disaster. That's why it's called a basic starter kit. The first thing I noticed was the versatility of the bag. It can be used as a backpack, carried by the handle, by the shoulder strap. It even has wheels on it, so if you need to roll it, you can. The food package and water supplies make the kit kind of heavy, but these are basic requirements, and there's no way of getting around this weight. That's one of the reasons physical conditioning is a requirement in any kind of preparedness plan. Now, everything in the kit is stored in plastic Ziploc bags for weatherproofing protection. First idea I got in my head was, it showed me that I can use it, this weatherproofing idea, for other items. I mean, even a radio came in a plastic bag. The kit comes with a standard first aid kit, hygiene products, rain ponchos, light sticks, rope, and even a pry bar, just to name a few items in the bag. So it has a lot of equipment in there that you do need, some basic equipment. You're going to want to modify it to your family's needs. If your family needs medication, you're going to want to put the family medication in there, extra eyeglasses and such. Health Operations Team has a complete listing of all the items contained in the kit on their website at hoteam.org. Now, the price on the kit is unbeatable, $130, while all other outlets charge a minimum of $199 to $200 for similar kits. Health Operations Team is offering these kits at cost with zero profit margin. What a deal. But what I want to remind you is Health Operations is a non-profit organization. If you can show them any kind of love, please do so. Even if it's a dollar, they need the help. They need the money so they can go ahead and give these kits to people who are in need, who really need them. Now, some of the items in the kit that I would recommend to change, one would be the radio and the flashlight. Both of them are items that use batteries to operate with. I would exchange them for solar hand-cranked items. I mean, there's no reason to carry the extra weight of the batteries. There's nowhere to recharge them or anything like that. They're good for the home cache, but if you have to use it as a bug-out bag, I'd have solar equipment with me. Now, the coloring book and crayons, that's another thing I'd probably be changing. Now, if you have a kid that's less than 5, it's a great distraction for them. For the older kids, this is where we want to customize the bag for ourselves. We have older kids, we want to put some other stuff in there. However, it does have a deck of cards for adult distractions. Both the food packs and the water packs are edible, trust me. Now granted, I'm a very picky eater. It's not my preferred food of choice, but in an emergency, well, I know I can eat them and get my calories that I need. They are edible. Overall, I was pleased with the starter kit. The price was great, and they'll get you through any type of emergency. So I'm recommending that if you need a kit, contact hoteam.org, and they will be able to get you one. Now, they have a special price program available for disadvantaged and the elderly. So when you talk to them, let them know what you're doing and who you are, and that you heard it on the radio show, and see if you qualify for a discounted program. But even if you don't qualify, it's still a bargain at $130. So contact Health Operations Team at www.hoteam.org. Or you can call their Georgia phone number at 678-431-8914. Once again, that number is 678-431-8914. You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program, right here on CBS Radio. Alright, let's talk a little bit about your home base. You spend most of your time in your home, and your home protects you from the environment, weather, and animals. But it can and will also protect you during most emergencies, natural and man-made. This is your starting point. Most emergencies happen, you start off in your home base. However, in order for it to do this, you need to take some steps and make some plans for your home to protect you from the hazards and the shelter-in-place situations. Now, what is shelter-in-place? Shelter-in-place simply means staying put inside your home, workplace, or other building until the emergency passes and the all-clear is given. Shelter-in-place, or SIP, is most often your safest option. Your home shelter can be operational for up to 30 days, so you must build up your caches and your stores and be prepared for the long term. Natural disaster, civil disobedience, or military action could cut you off from all the usual services and food supplies. Until they can be reestablished, you would be left to manage on your own with your resources and your skill. Now remember, with no power, central heating, hot water, lighting, air conditioning, TV, and refrigeration will all cease to function. Solar/battery-powered radios and TVs will, for a time, give you some type of news, but telephones, newspapers, and internet will no longer be available. Here, you also want to remember, if you have a noisy generator, then you must be prepared to guard it 24 hours a day. As main water supplies cease to function, taps will run dry and toilets will become unusable. Now, once this starts to happen, Those in the countryside will have more resources to draw upon, so they'll be okay for a time being. But in large cities, shops will soon be emptied of food, sold, or looted. Plants in parks and gardens will be rapidly stripped once any private stock has been exhausted. The population will make forays out into the countryside to survive or abandon the town altogether. This is going to cause a problem for those living in the countryside. The people from the city will be coming to get what you have. Now, one of the things when we start a shelter in place in your home base, because the situation is going to develop probably quickly over a couple of days, you really want to stay in your house, shelter in place, to see what happens. Up to 30 days. After 30 days, then you should be able to make a decision on where you're going to go, what you're going to do. And by that time, most people will have either abandoned the towns and the cities or have already formed into gangs. At this point, you're going to want to avoid them. So one of the things you want in your home, your shelter, is a safe room. A safe room inside your home shelter has two main purposes. One, it should be constructed strong enough to provide you protection during the destruction of your home due to a natural disaster. And two, a location that can provide you concealment during a home invasion. This safe room can also be utilized as a blast shelter in case you had a natural disaster or a man-made disaster that included a blast. Now, storage locations in the home. Your home offers many storage locations for emergency supplies. Remember, we were talking about with our caches, interior caches and exterior caches. You want to bury some outside your home in your grounds because if a natural disaster should take out your home, you still have supplies out in the grounds. Plus, there's many dead spaces in your home that offers non-visible storage locations. We are talking about locations here like under the stairs, in between walls, etc. This is great for home invasions. They're not going to go start tearing down walls to look for your stuff. Now, preparing your home before a disaster strikes, most important. You have to think about these things early. Prepare your home to survive a disaster. Prepare an operational room. The ideal room has few windows, is large enough to house the whole family comfortably, and perfectly have access to water. A bedroom with adjoining bathroom may be a good choice. Master bedroom. This operational room can also serve as an isolation room in during pandemic crisis. Prepare window coverings. When the room is used as a shelter, the windows must be sealed against any outside air entering. Measure all window openings in the room, then add a generous 6 inches to all sides of each window measurements. Don't forget the skylights. Cut plastic sheeting according to the measurements. Label each sheet to show which window it covers. Store enough rolls of duct tape to go around all the windows completely. Now remember, we're doing an all-hazard approach here. The preparing window coverings might not be necessary if it's a non-airborne disaster that we're facing. If we're facing a pandemic, well then our window coverings are going to be necessary. Prepare vents and door coverings. Just as you did for the windows, measure each air vent, door, and any openings leading outside the room. Cut and label plastic sheeting for each opening. Store multiple rolls of duct tape. The more, the merrier. And this way, more people can work at one time. Get the room sealed quickly. Also, you want to assemble your home cache supplies. Your supplies should be stored in the chosen shelter room. Put the plastic sheets, duct tape, and other recommended supplies together in one container. Now, shelter-in-place supplies. Well, you want to have plastic sheet for each window, multiple rolls of duct tape for sealing plastic sheeting, towels for underneath the door to seal against outside air, solar-powered radios, flashlights, and extra battery-powered or cellular phone batteries if you don't have a phone in the room. Snack food, canned juices and other drinks, pet foods. Don't forget your pets. If you need to bring your pets in, if you have pets and you need to bring them in, do so safely. If you cannot do it safely, leave them out there and they will provide early warnings detection system. Also, don't forget the games and the books to pass the time. You are listening to Common Sense Strategy, American Readiness Program, right here on CBS Radio. I want to take this opportunity to announce that Arizona is going to have its first annual Survivalist Show. On May 19th, 2012, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the first annual Arizona Survivalist Show will be held at the Commemorative Air Force Museum in Mesa, Arizona, in Falcon Field. All proceeds will go to the nonprofit museum. The show is open to anyone interested in the prepper movement that is sweeping across the United States. Come out and buy some items from many of Arizona's vendors. Visit with experts. Meet other like-minded citizens that are equally interested in helping protect themselves and their families from any unexpected event. This unique one-day show is a must-attend event for the entire family. Not only do you get the experience of the first annual Arizona Survivalist Show, but you will also see Arizona's premier working vintage aircraft. Vendors will be displaying and selling the following: freeze-dried foods, MREs, ideas on food availability at any grocery store, canned equipment and supplies, storage options, water barrels, food-grade buckets, military surplus equipment, clothing, camping equipment, survival garden seed supplies, ideas, bug-out bags, suggestions and supplies, solar ovens, solar kits, and solar ideas. There will also be educational seminars, books, manuals, and literature, emergency medical equipment and first aid supplies, fuel storage and battery supplies and ideas, propane cooking equipment, utensils, etc., water filtration equipment and supplies, plus many other items of interest. Common Sense Preparedness Digital Radio Talk Show will be recording a broadcast while the event is on, and we will be conducting interviews with people for the show. Come join us for a guaranteed fun time. Admission to the event is $10 per adult and $5 per child at the door. And the children under 5, they're free of charge. For more information, please contact Lance Baker at 480-229-5691. Once again, that number is 480-229-5691. Or email him at lancebaker1964@gmail.com. Once again, that's lancebaker1964@gmail.com. This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Health Operation Team. Preparing one person, one community, one country at a time. Providing awareness, education, training, resources, and medical support. Health care and emergency preparedness planning, both domestic and international. Please go to their website at www.hoteam.org, hotteam.org, and see where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. Or give them a call at 678-431-8914. Once again, that is 678-431-8914. And let them know you heard it on Common Sense Preparedness. Also, follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's hotteam.org, your source for helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities be safer and healthier. This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems. Rocky Mountain Survival Gear is now the sole U.S. distributor of Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems, which uses no chemicals, has no wait time, and can be filled from any natural water source. The purifier eliminates pathogens, viruses, bacteria, chemicals, heavy metals, fecal matter, sediment, bad taste, and odors, and quickly turns potentially contaminated water into safe and clean drinking water. Pure Hydration offers their purifiers in 6 different personal carrier modules for every outdoor endeavor. For more information, contact Rocky Mountain Survival Gear at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that number is 720-244-9701. Hey, I want to take this opportunity to talk about the Responder 84 ALS backpack from 511 Tactical. Now, when I first saw this backpack, it was during tornado recovery operations in Kentucky earlier this year. I was immediately impressed when I saw all the equipment the medic had in his backpack. He even had an O2 bottle, and it was secured well to the inside of the backpack. When the medic opened up this ALS-84 backpack, I noticed that he had every type of trauma equipment that he was going to need, including neck braces, an O2 kit, an AED, a smaller bag containing medicine and syringes, and another one containing bandages and clot stoppers. The medic even had a portable air splint system in his backpack. Now, they are large. There was also enough room to contain all this guy's paperwork that he needed. The medic explained to me that he had been using the backpack for a few months now, and he said it was the greatest thing since sliced bread in the border field medic. He told me it was easy to carry and has large enough compartments to hold the basic equipment he needed in the field to handle almost every type of emergency he would face. Now, my idea for the bag, when I saw it, was a little bit different than his. With that much room, I figured, not only would it be able to handle my family and medical kit, which is extensive, but there'd be enough room for my bug-out equipment also, reducing my overall number of bags I would need to carry. So when I got my Responder 84 ALS backpack from 511 Tactical, I immediately loaded it up with all the stuff I had and took it on a test run. I bugged out to one of my family's retreat points for 3 days. The bag was able to handle the heavy load I placed into it, including food rations, a water pack, solar blankets, an emergency radio, solar lantern, a pry bar, tarp, fire starter kit, military rain gear, military jacket, and my essential jerky and candy stash. I was even able to place my family emergency manual in the top layer compartment. To my surprise, after all this, I still had room. So in went the gun cleaning kit, the trauma kit, a shovel, a mess kit, a two-man tent, and my navigational pack. Then, on the outside, I attached my machete, a CPR kit, a small fishing tackle bag, and my trusty old sleeping bag. That is when I hit my first problem with the backpack. I still had room, and no more equipment. Good problem to have. So then I placed it on my back and automatically felt the weight distribution on my shoulders and my upper back. It was actually comfortable. When I got to the retreat area, I unloaded what I had needed in order to eat and set up camp. Now, after dinner, I laid down in my tent for a few minutes because, you know, I was not as young as I once was, and I started to listen to the music of nature. The next thing I knew, it was getting extremely cold outside, so I jumped into my sleeping bag and fell right asleep. I awoke in the morning to a snow-covered campsite. I was not prepared for that, not at all. I went to grab my field jacket and realized that my backpack was not with me in the tent. I had left it outside. Oh, boy. My three-day trek was now down to 12 hours. Now, if my jacket and my extra clothing in the backpack are wet, well, I just have to return home early. However, to my surprise, after brushing off the snow, all the contents in the bag was dry as a bone. And that included my print family emergency plan. The ALS-84 backpack system from 511 Tactical saved the trip. I was able to get the fire starter kit out and make a hot cup of coffee. The versatility of the backpack and the amount of equipment it was able to handle made me an avid believer. It can be used as a professional medical response kit or a bug-out kit. The overall 3,941 cubic inches can handle most equipment, and the YKK zipper system on the bag is a great improvement over the old zipper system that would always get stuck and eventually break. Another item of this backpack that I found interesting was the see-through zipper mesh pockets on the inside of the bag. It is of great value when you're not sure where your items are stored. A quick glance, and you know where your equipment is without having to open up each pouch to find out where they're at. The removable kit system, blue and red bags, is useful for storing small items and keeping them separate from the rest of your gear. I was able to store a med kit in one, making it readily available if I needed it. I also found a Velcro inside the pack to be useful for attaching my mag light holder and a few of the other belt pouches that had Velcro on them. This way I was able to have my pandemic kit secured without having to search for it. Overall, I found the Responder 84 ALS backpack to be a great addition for $249.99 because it is large enough to turn two bags into one. With each bag costing about $150 each, you end up about $50 ahead of the game. For more information on the Responder 84 ALS backpack, come visit csp.hesafety.org. Now here's the newest song from Matt Fitzgibbon to PatriotMusic.com.
comes with every walk of life. From the homeless to a prince, they say it's been a long, long time that we haven't earned it since. Guides the heart, fills the soul, and teaches to be true. Are not like laws, they can change or just ignore. They're to claim by every soul, like so many did before. I can see it in your eyes. It depends on what you do. They can't take that away from you. No, 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 no. Anytime we cower, we grant them one more power. Remember all the souls who fought for you before. Now it's your war. They can't take that away from you. No, 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 no.
About some procedures you'll need when you're sheltering in place. Stay inside your home. If possible, bring your pets inside. Do not risk your safety for your pets. Remember, they can be used with an early warning system for both intruders and environmental concerns. And what I mean by environmental concerns is if we have a deadly disease outside or a hazardous material incident, sorry to say, but the animals will be the first ones to tell you if it's safe to go outside or not. Close and lock all windows and doors to the outside. Close drapes and shades over all windows. Push wet towels under the doors to help seal against outside air. Turn off and seal all heating and air conditioning systems and switch inlets or vents to the closed position. Close all fireplace dampers. Use tape or pre-cut labeled plastic sheetings to seal around doors and windows. Heating vents, skylights, and any openings that could let air in. And that's only for the shelter, the operational room in the shelter-in-place situation. Seal bathroom exhaust vents or grills, range vents, dryer vents, and other openings. While shelter-in-place, stay away from windows. If there is no phone in the designated shelter room, bring along a battery-operated or cell phone. Listen to the emergency alert system radio messages and follow the messenger's instructions. They'll let you know when it's all clear. Do not go outside or attempt to drive unless you are specifically told to do so. Evacuation procedures may vary by community. Once the emergency has passed, ventilate your entire house to remove any residual hazardous material fumes, pandemic germs or anything like that. Water conservation. Do not waste water washing clothes, other than underclothing. Never throw water away, either. Allow sediment to settle, and it can be used again, provided you do not have soap and water or dust in there. It is very important to wash your hands before preparing food, but the rest of the body can wait until it rains. The body produces natural oils, and as long as the pores are kept open, health will not be affected. You soon get used to the smell, and social occasions are rare in a crisis situation, so you don't have to worry about that. If showers are few and far between, use a damp cloth for a strip wash or a bird bath. Clothes left out on the lawns or brushes overnight may gather enough moisture for a wipe down without using up any of your water stores. Now, injured persons, they must receive priority for bathing, and all their dressings must be boiled regularly. Now, fire in an emergency situation or shelter-in-place situation. The warmth and comfort of a fire is a great morale booster, but its most important use will be for boiling water and preserving food. These must take priority in the use of any fuel that is required to have a fire. Now, fireplaces. Blocked fireplaces should be opened up again and chimneys checked for obstructions. If they are not clear, there is considerable risk of setting fire to the chimney itself, and thus the house. Now, how to improvise clearing the chimney? Tie a holly branch or similar shrub to a long rope, and from the rooftop, lower the rope down the chimney. A stone tied to the other end will ensure it drops. Now, pull down the holly brush, and it will clear the chimney. Improvise fireplaces. Where there is no fireplaces, metal containers, metal dustbins, lids, and central heating radiators can be used to light a fire on. In homes with concrete floors, a fire can be lit directly on the floor. If you have a barbecue stand, use it. Also, remember, never leave a fire indoors unattended. Even one that is in a proper grate should be allowed to die down for the night. If there's going to be no one up, stay up to watch it. Now, fuel. There's all types of fuels in your home shelter. Start with garden furniture, trees, shrubs, bean sticks, swings, ladders, tool handles. When these run out, start on furniture. Keep the bed for last. Remember, carpets, curtains, and cushions will all burn. Cardboard, books, and rolled up newspapers will give off a surprising amount of heat. All kinds of vehicle fuel can also burn, as well as conventional heat and lighting oils. Now remember, here's a warning for you. Most modern fabrics and furniture, especially PVC and foam block furniture, produce poisonous gas when burned. If burning these items, make a fireplace in the garden, or if forced to burn it inside the house, make the fire near an open window. Cover the face with a damp cloth when you need to go near the fire and tend to it, or tend to things being heated up on it.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program, right here on CBS Radio.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Health Operation Team, preparing one person, one community, one country at a time, providing awareness, education, training, resources, and medical support, health care, and emergency preparedness planning, both domestic and international. Please go to their website at www.hoteam.org, hatteam.org, and see where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. Or give them a call at 678-431-8914. Once again, that is 678-431-8914. And let them know you heard it on Common Sense Preparedness. Also, follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's hotteam.org, your source for helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities be safer and healthier.
Emergencies happen every day. Are you prepared for a crisis? HE Safety can help. Together we'll prepare for natural and man-made disasters, medical emergencies, extreme weather, and other safety-related issues. It all happens on the Common Sense Preparedness Show, hosted by Tim Howard of HE Safety Consultants.
Common Sense Preparedness would like to announce our new Emergency Information Network is on our website. Here you'll find the latest news regarding food safety, emergency news, FEMA daily reports, medical alerts, solar weather alerts, and hurricane reports. Plus you'll find links to outbreak databases, near-Earth objects, solar flares, and information from government and non-government outlets. Come join us at csp.hesafety.org and take a look at our new Emergency Information Network. Remember, a wise man prepares for darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Listen to Common Sense Preparedness and American Readiness Program at csp.hesafety.org. Or follow us on Google Plus and Facebook. This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Rocky Mountain Survival Gear, your complete source for all things camping and prepping. They recognize the need of many people in the United States struggling to put together survival packs, not knowing where to start or what they need. So Rocky Mountain Survival Gear will be offering customized bug-out bags, emergency kits, and 72-hour bags to fit your specific needs. All you need to do is click on the items you need, and they'll put it together for you. Remember, once a disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare. So prepare now for the future with Rocky Mountain Survival Gear. Contact them at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that's 720-244-9701. I want to take this opportunity to announce that Arizona is going to have its first annual Survivalist Show. On May 19th, 2012, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the first annual Arizona Survivalist Show will be held at the Commemorative Air Force Museum in Mesa, Arizona, in Falcon Field. All proceeds will go to the nonprofit museum. The show is open to anyone interested in the prepper movement that is sweeping across the United States. Come out and buy some items from many of Arizona's vendors. Visit with experts. Meet other like-minded citizens that are equally interested in helping protect themselves and their families from any unexpected event. This unique one-day show is a must-attend event for the entire family. Not only do you get the experience of the first annual Arizona Survivalist Show, but you will also see Arizona's premier working vintage aircraft. Vendors will be displaying and selling the following: freeze-dried foods, MREs, ideas on food availability at any grocery store, canning equipment and supplies, storage options, water barrels, food-grade buckets, military surplus equipment, clothing, camping equipment, survival gardening seed supplies, ideas, bug-out bags, suggestions and supplies, solar ovens, solar kits, and solar ideas. There will also be educational seminars, books, manuals, and literature, emergency medical equipment and first aid supplies, fuel storage and battery supplies and ideas, propane cooking equipment, utensils, etc., water filtration equipment and supplies, plus many other items of interest. Common Sense Preparedness Digital Radio Talk Show will be recording a broadcast while the event is on, and we will be conducting interviews with people for the show. Come join us for a guaranteed fun time. Admission to the event is $10 per adult and $5 per child at the door. And the children under 5, they're free of charge. For more information, please contact Lance Baker at 480-229-5691. Once again, that number is 480-229-5691. Or email him at lancebaker1964@gmail.com. Once again, that's lancebaker1964@gmail.com. On May 2nd, 2012, a medical alert came out of India regarding a fatal case of what they are describing as TDR tuberculosis. The key note here is that we now have an infectious disease that began as a multi-drug resistant disease, MDR, and through mismanagement of the cure, it's developed into TDR, which is total drug resistant. We're causing our own problems here. This infectious disease has been fatal throughout our history, but now we're causing it to become more potent than it ever was. We need to take a look at procedures of preventing TB transmissions. It might just save your life. Stop the spread of germs. Use antibacterial sanitizers. Wash your hands as often as possible. Avoid touching your face or your ears or your eyes. This is a way influenza is spread, but it's also the same way as tuberculosis is spread. The N95 mask will be required if this TDR, TB becomes close to pandemic levels. So now is the time to ensure that you have enough supplies on hand to handle a pandemic. Plus, you're going to have to take a look at your pandemic isolation protocols for your family and ensure that you have enough equipment for it. Duct tape, plastic sheeting, tarps, identified isolation rooms. Right now, we're not in danger, but this infectious disease is fast becoming an area of concern. So this is the best time to prepare for a situation. Don't rely on the government to do anything for you. Right now, the World Health Organization is not acknowledging total drug-resistant anything. They're saying it can't happen. But the people that are dying in India, they kind of know different. So be prepared for a outbreak of totally drug-resistant TB, influenza, whatever the case may be. But if it gets a TDR tag to it, it's going to be nasty. And it can come over to the United States. So prepare yourselves and your family. Teach your kids how to wear N95 masks. Learn how to fit test an N95 mask, and so on. Have isolation protocols ready for your family. Go buy a duct tape, plastic sheeting, tarps, and stuff like that. Now is the time to prepare, not when the outbreak happens. Follow us on csp.hesafety.org for more information on tuberculosis, TDRs, NDRs, and protocols for isolation. Thank you for tuning in to HE Safety's Common Sense Preparedness and American Readiness Program. You may be found at the web at csp.hesafety.org. Remember, a wise man prepares for the darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Tune in to HE Safety's Common Sense Preparedness.
Using both hands. Founders knew the Second Amendment was the final one to keep, to hold our other rights intact so we'd never become sheep. Stalin, Hitler, Mao Amin, and Pol Pot, they told us things that you never forgot. Teach the lessons to your daughters and sons. To fear the government, the fear is your guns. Now the new world order crew, well, they're making their demands. Don't feel safe if you are wrong. You say gun control is using both hands.
is using both hands.